This has been a year of losing people. Of course, every year is. On the Old Mole, our sense of building and maintaining community includes celebrating the lives of those who make significant contributions to our vision of the much better world that is possible, and to our actions toward getting us there. We've recently celebrated the lives of Yvonne Simmons, local activist, and Staunton Lind, labor historian, and so much more. Today, we look back, too briefly, at two more major contributors who died recently. Julia Reichert died just weeks ago. She was a groundbreaking documentary filmmaker focusing on the lives of working-class people, on their experience at work, an otherwise much neglected subject for cultural creativity, and on activism. Her films were an inspiration for a feminist movement just coalescing when Julia began. Her now classic film, Growing Up Female, was designed for use in women's consciousness-raising groups. I could tell you about her numerous awards, but instead shall just encourage you to look her up online and view Union Maids and Seeing Red and so many others if you don't know them already. I knew Julia when she was a student and beginning filmmaker back in the late 60s and early 70s. Her loss is a personal one for me. Pablo Milanés, who died a month ago, was a Cuban musician. I knew him when he and his colleague Silvio Rodriguez at the Bellas Artes, the School of Fine Arts in Havana, were coming to terms with how music could contribute to the revolutionary project. They shared my dissatisfaction with Cuban film in those years, where the underlying principle seemed to be to show the world that a revolutionary society could produce world-class movies, but in the same terms with the same values as films made elsewhere in non-revolutionary societies. They aimed to create a music that would engage people in thinking about and acting toward social change. Both performed widely and became icons throughout the Latin American world. Pablo was gay and suffered through the repression of homosexuality that marred the Cuban Revolution. That policy was renounced long ago, and Pablo remained a strong supporter and cultural ambassador for the revolution. We'll go out with a little of his Canción por la Unidad Latinoamericana, Song for Latin American Unity.
El nacimiento de un mundo se aplazó por un momento, fue un breve lapso del tiempo, del universo un segundo. Sin embargo, parecía que todo se iba a acabar con la distancia mortal que separó nuestras vidas. Realizaron la labor de desunir nuestras manos, y a pesar de ser hermanos, nos miramos con temor. Cuando pasaron los años, se acumularon rencores, se olvidaron los amores, parecíamos extraños. Qué distancia tan sufrida, qué mundo tan separado, jamás hubiera encontrado sin aportar nuevas vidas. Esclavo por una parte, servil criado por la otra, es lo primero que nota, el último en desatarse. Explotando el
visión de verlo todo tan claro. Un día se vio liberado por esta revolución. Esto no fue un buen ejemplo para otros por liberar. La nueva labor fue aislar, bloqueando toda experiencia. Lo que brilla con luz propia, nadie lo puede apagar. Su brillo puede alcanzar la oscuridad de otras costas. ¿Qué pagará este pesar del tiempo que se perdió? De las vidas que costó, de las que puede costar. ¿No pagará la unidad de los pueblos en cuestión? Y al que niegue esta razón, la historia condenará. La historia lleva su carro y a muchos los montará. Por encima pasará de aquel que quiera negarlo. Bolívar lanzó una estrella que junto a Martí brilló. Fidel la dignificó para andar por estas tierras. Bolívar lanzó una estrella que junto a Martí brilló. Fidel la dignificó para andar por estas tierras.